Hey, hey, welcome to Listen Bitch with your host, Brandon Motherfucking Lynette. Happy Friday, bitches. We made it. We made it through another week. I've talked about this. I want it to be a listener-based show. And I asked y'all for, your biggest struggle through the week. And I'm gonna get to that next week. I really want to talk about affirmations. I put up a post in the group because I can see when I log into Audioboom, like I can see what episodes are hitting and what episodes people are skipping or not listening to. And it's so fucking crazy because all of the affirmations episodes were the lowest, like the lowest viewed. I'm talking maybe like seven listeners. I keep saying viewed, but y'all are listening. Anyway, and that kind of blew my mind because I had to record affirmations for myself just on a voice memo for my phone so I could put them on repeat, because that mattered to me. And so the question came up in my inbox, what exactly are affirmations and how do you use them? Because I said, hey, bitches, you're not listening to my affirmation episodes. Well, someone asked me, like, what the fuck are they? So let's just dive into that. Let's just talk about what affirmations are because I think they're really fucking important. And we can go through the reasons why as well. An affirmation is an act of saying or showing that something is true. So, like, I personally have used affirmations to take place of the negative thoughts that I used to keep on repeat. Okay. Like, you're looking at yourself and you're like, oh, you're stupid. You're dumb. They're laughing at you. They're talking about you. Like, all these negative things. You're going to fail. That's a dumb idea. Like, we have this negative voice inside of our head that comes up with a million thoughts a day, most of which we're not even consciously aware of. Like we think about shit that we don't even know we're thinking. I have really had to retrain my brain on the way I think. And I mean, a lot of people are like, oh yeah, I use affirmations. And they don't work for me. And that's because there is a proper technique to using affirmations, and how to use them to your advantage. They can be a powerful tool to enhance your thinking. And I know it might seem silly to repeat statements that you view as essentially untrue, but I use this trick, especially for like my coaching clients, is that if you can just learn to teach yourself that it's possible. Right? It's possible that I can have $1 million in my bank account at all times. It's possible. If I told myself right now, I can have $1 million in my bank account at all times, all I hear in my brain is liar, liar, bitch, you're lying. But when I say it's possible, then it takes away the negative context with that. Like it takes away the negative energy. So anything is possible. And it does take time to see the benefits of affirmations, a few days of doing them. It's not enough. It's not enough. And just listening to them, that's not enough for me either. Like, I have to write the shit down. And sometimes, like, I scream that shit. Like, literally, I'm cruising on my bike and there's no cars around, there's no people around. And I'm just like screaming positive shit to myself. You're a bad bitch. You are healthy. You are beautiful. You are kind. You are magnetic. Like, shit just gets me fired up, right? Like, I'm loving myself. I'm really vibing in the moment. All the things like you're intelligent, you're quick-witted. That's the shit I tell myself. You're youthful, you're aging backwards, you feel amazing, you feel strong. Like that's the kind of shit. So it's really important that you give yourself time when you're working on these affirmations. And listen, bitch, if you're like, oh, wait, okay, I listened to your episode Friday. I really do like the idea of affirmations. So bring the shows back. Because if you look from the beginning of the show, like I didn't do affirmations last week and I didn't do them this week. I didn't. I want to give you guys what you want, not shit that you're just going to like skip over. That's fuck that, right? Like, what's the point? I want you to be here with me. But this is the way that you can use affirmations to create a new life and a way of thinking and, through the power of affirmations, like of what's possible. Okay. And truly, anything is possible. And if that's where you need to start, then fucking start there. Like, train your brain to think that anything is possible. It's easy for you to think the worst of the worst could happen to you. Why can't you think the best of the best is going to happen to you? Why is it that we're constantly thinking of the negative shit? Like, ooh, if I apply for this job, I'm probably not going to get it. Why can't it be like, ooh, if I apply for this job, I bet I'm going to get it, right? If I buy the scratch ticket, I'm definitely going to lose. Bitch, I win scratch tickets all the time. Like, it's stupid. Stupid. I stupid win. And it's because I say I always win in scratch tickets. What if I always win? Every scratch ticket I get, what if I always win? Like, why can't we think the good stuff, right? Why is it always negative? That's because we have trained ourselves. We've been influenced by it. We've been sucked into the misery loves company. But listen, bitch, you can do this. You can do this. Start with anything's possible. And you want to determine your negative beliefs. That's the best way to create a positive affirmation that works for you, is determine where your current thinking is holding you back. And this works like across every area of your fucking life. Every area of your life, this works. Spend a day and focus on your self-talk. Make a note of all the negative thoughts you think about through the day. Write them down. And you can create your affirmations based on the negative beliefs. Affirmation should be stated in the present and in a positive manner. Like, listen, bitch, for example, I don't have any friends. Instead of saying I don't have any friends, say I make friends quickly and easily. You flip the negative to a positive. I can't get in shape becomes I find it easy to eat well, exercise, and lose weight. I hear myself when I'm like, oh, fuck, I don't want to work out. I have to nip it in the bud and I have to say, I love how I feel after a workout. That's the positive for me. I love how I feel after a workout. I'm going to cuss and kick and scream and complain and cry the whole fucking time I do it. But bitch, I love how I feel after a workout. So spend some time to create affirmations that address all your negative thoughts. Okay. Record them so you can listen to them. That's exactly what the fuck I had to do. And you'll want to listen to them in the car, at home, or on the go. Record them on your cell phone. Whatever works for you is fine. Played them in my ears. I was falling asleep. And then you want to have a written record. Like, I'm telling you, pen to paper is power. There is so much magic in writing things down, which is why I'm a daily journal. I have to write in my journal. Either I'm releasing some shit, or I'm asking for some help with some shit, or I'm just like fucking manifesting, pulling in all the vibrations of all the energy and love I have, and just being powerful in that energy of creation, of doing whatever the fuck I want. So make sure you write it down. Keep a copy with you. Put them where you'll see them. Literally, before I got published, you guys, I mean, before I even found a publishing company, I want to tell you guys what I did, because I believe in vision boards. I do the shit. I took construction paper and cut them into pieces of four, and I taped affirmations all over my fucking house. Like, if you walked in my house, you'd be like, what the fuck is wrong with her? It was stuff about like, I'm an author. I'm a published author. I'm a New York Times bestseller, because these books were on my heart and I was like, I had to get published. Okay. I wasn't even querying agents. I want to make that very clear. I just had this book idea and I was like, done. I'd been querying agents for 10 years and I just had to manifest this. I had to manifest that belief in myself because, you know, I was like, fuck this. No one wants to hear what I have to say. No one's going to read my books. What if it's stupid? All the shit. I had to squash it. And I did that by posting construction paper notes all over my fucking house. 6 months later, I got a 2-book contract to be published. Okay. This shit works. This is so important for me to share with you because I love affirmations and I want to share some of the most powerful ones in episodes if you'll allow it. So listen, bitch, go into my Listen Bitch Facebook group and just be like, fuck yes on the affirmations I'm in. Let's do this. Or if not, then just fucking tell me, you know what, Brandon, I'm a big girl. I'm a grown ass woman. I'm going to do my own fucking affirmations. You just keep spitting out fire. You don't have to do the affirmation podcast. I'm a grown ass woman and I'm going to do it for myself. That's it. I'm telling you, I put them in the kitchen, in our bathroom, in the hallway, in the dining room, in my office. I had fucking construction paper all over my house. I have no shame in it. I don't give a fuck. In fact, it's probably the season for me to do it again because the truth is, we get complacent. We get stuck where we are. It's time for me to level up too. I feel it. I'm feeling that need for change. And fuck yeah, go to what works, right? I want to be a New York Times bestseller list. Fuck, I just want to be on Amazon bestseller list again. Three times isn't enough. I want to be at the top of that fucking list. So listen, bitch, if you have not bought my books, go to Amazon right now and get Once Upon a Time, bitches. Fuck luck. Make sure you have my workbook. And I mean, while we're talking about it, I have a fucking vision book. You don't need to get a board. I've got a vision book literally laid out for you step by step to create your goals and to create the future that you want. In the book, pen to paper. Bitch, it's power. You do this, you create this vision book, you set up a great plan of action. A year from now, you're gonna be like, holy fuck, Brandon, I can't believe your book was less than 30 bucks. How the fuck did I create a whole different life? I should have bought it years ago when you published it. What has it been out? Like 3 years, 2 years? I don't know. I lost track. But they fucking work, okay? So never pass up an opportunity to listen or to read your affirmations. If you're stuck in line at the store, pull out your iPod, list of affirmations, listen or read. Use your spare time to recite your affirmations. The times right before falling asleep and right after waking up are vital. This is a great meditation time as well because your brain is more receptive to suggestion during these times. Use that time to your advantage. I mean, literally, I listen to affirmations at night and then I do my meditation first thing in the morning. And then notice the changes. They're going to be very subtle and you won't recognize it unless you're looking for them. But once a week, just sit down and think about your life. Ask yourself, you've got to check in with yourself, bitch. You have to check in with yourself. Do you hear me? I get this whole universal, like, weird energy that's going on. So you've got to check on you because not all of us have people that are like, hey, bitch, how are you? I don't have that in my life. I am that. I'm the one to be like, bitch, how are you? How are you really? What the fuck is going on? Check yourself, check your body. How's your body feeling? How's your mind doing? How's your soul? Sit down and think about your life. Ask yourself how things are improving and like, what positive changes are you seeing? Keep a list. Keep a journal. Don't forget about your progress. We keep track of everything we fuck up. Why can't we keep track of everything we succeed with? Keep reviewing the success. And this is another part of like training your brain to change is that you keep reviewing the success and your brain is like addicted to success. And that's what it sees. And that's where it goes from now on. Everything will be a success for you. Repeat the entire process as needed. Over time, you'll develop new negative self-talk. So use this to your advantage. Add new affirmations to your list. Your self-talk becomes less negative as you become more aware of it. And it's a process you're going to use for your whole life. And if you've never used affirmations, obviously the conversation I had lets me know there are a lot of people that don't know. You're in for a surprise. And as simple as they can be, it is challenging to get started. So avoid allowing resistance to stop you. You have to forge ahead, bitch. Give affirmations your best effort. Give it a month. It's a simple method to talk down your demons. That's a fact. So nothing big here. I just want you to check yourself. If you really are vibing with this and you're like, fuck yeah, let's do the affirmations, bitch. We're back. We're fine. Maybe I'll throw in like one affirmation a week. It could be an extra episode, maybe. I don't know. I'm here for you. I'm here for you. Let me know what we want to do. And fuck, I'm so grateful for the traction in the Facebook group. Please keep it coming. Thank you for the messages. Thank you for the feedback. I love to know that what I'm doing is working and just helping you think a little different on whether or not you are a powerful being, because bitch, you are. You are supernatural. You're supernatural, and you are here to create the life of your dreams. It's not too late. You haven't fucked up so bad that you can't do anything because you get a blank slate. Listen to yesterday's podcast if you haven't. Clean slate, bitches. You have that. Every day you wake up, it's a clean slate because there's nothing you can do about yesterday. Nothing. You can't rewind time. You can't flip the script. You can't control what's going to happen tomorrow. So just own your shit today. Take control of your life and do the things that are going to make you feel good today. That's it. Have a great fucking weekend. I'm excited to chat with you guys on Microdosing Monday. Just impart a little wisdom. I did stop taking my Me product. This is day two that I'm not taking it. If you haven't listened to Microdosing Monday, then you can go back and see what the fuck I'm talking about. I love, love, love the product, but I want to stop taking it and see what happens so that I could do the mushrooms again and then really seriously compare my experiences so I can best impart my wisdom on you fine folks. So anyway, I love you bitches. Have a great fucking weekend and I'll see you Monday. Bye.